The musical voice of young people around the world is more often than not hip-hop. Palestinian rap, for example, began more than a decade ago in Israel, the West Bank, and Gaza. Today, it's heard throughout the Palestinian diaspora, particularly in Lebanon. Palestinian rappers don't have much to say about bling, but they do have plenty to rhyme about. Reese Ehrlich reports they're inspired by the political roots of hip-hop.
Walking through the serpentine streets of a Palestinian refugee camp on the outskirts of Beirut, Mohammed Turek stops at his homemade recording studio. It measures only 6 by 12 feet. The walls are covered with foam rubber baffling and political posters. Turek, known as TNT, records tracks here for his group, iVoice. In My Brother, iVoice criticizes Arab politicians, journalists, and even fellow musicians who have become too materialistic while Palestinians continue to suffer. TNT has drawn inspiration from American rappers such as Tupac Shakur and Biggie Smalls. TNT doesn't speak English, but he could see the political passion in Tupac's decade-old video Open Fire on the internet.
I saw the graffiti street art. They lit a fire on the street and I liked that. It could have been a Palestinian camp in Lebanon.
Palestinian rap can be traced back to 1999 when the Israeli Arab group Dam rhymed about resistance to occupation. But as hip-hop spread to Lebanon a few years later, the music incorporated themes specific to the Palestinian experience here, says Asloub, founder of the group Katibi 5.
We have many things here. They don't feel it there. The schools, the camp, you saw the camp, in what situation the camps is.
In this rhyme called Welcome to the Camps, Katibi 5 criticizes Lebanese army occupation of the camps and government corruption. Most of the Palestinian refugee camps in Lebanon were established in the late 1940s after Palestinians fled Israel. The makeshift camps have become small cities beset by poverty and guarded by the Lebanese army. Angie Nasser is an American of Lebanese descent. She is also a journalist in Beirut. She says Palestinians' daily experience makes them reject the gangsta image popular with some American rappers.
Palestinians have it arguably worse in this country than anyone else. And there's no way that they would take the time to voice their concerns about Ben's bling bling and love. It's like they have to deal with devastation, they have to deal with being nobody in this country.
Rapper Asloub draws a parallel between black ghettos in the U.S. and how Palestinians are forced to live in camps segregated from Lebanese. At the same time, Asloub says the camps help Palestinians maintain their culture.
The camp is keep the Palestinian culture in the Lebanese community. We need to never forget the history.
In order to preserve that culture, says rapper TNT, they incorporate traditional spoken word poets and Arabic instruments into their music.
We find people who play the oud and other instruments, such as the Arabic drums and keyboards, tuned to the Arabic scale. We don't sample someone else's music. We record everything live.
iVoice reinterprets the oud part from a classic song by Lebanese singer Fairuz into its rhyme Black and White. The group criticizes the rivalry between the two main Palestinian political parties, Hamas and Fatah. While these efforts to fuse rap with classical Arabic music have attracted young Palestinians, some conservative Muslims in Lebanon criticize hip-hop for being imperialist Western music. Ghazi Abdelbaki disagrees. He runs the independent recording label Forward Records in Beirut.
Some of them, purists, they consider it as perhaps being a Western mode of expression that is not ours. But, you know, Vivaldi is not European anymore. It's a heritage of the world.
So Tupac and Vivaldi now are shared culturally?
Yeah, we've appropriated them, and that's how it should be.
Fans come up to shake hands as TNT walks the narrow streets around his studio. He says rap has become popular among Arabs living in Europe, and that enhances its appeal among Palestinians.
Palestinians are so proud of the rappers. When I get back here from Europe, even if it's at 4 a.m., people are waiting for me and are so excited. It's like I'm an ambassador.
TNT says while American hip-hop initially inspired him, it's the Palestinian people who continue to give him stories to tell. For NPR News, I'm Reese Ehrlich.